Well, good morning, Tucson. This is Tom Moulton. I'm the executive director of the Southern Arizona Trackings Alliance, and we're here for a brand new show every weekday beginning at 9 a.m. where we invite community leaders to jump in. And so this is Jump In Tucson. Very, very special guest today. I've been involved with a lot of the things that they've been doing over the last couple of years. So today we have Blake Eager. He is the executive director of a brand new organization called the Arizona Sports Tourism and Film Authority. And somewhere in there is a little bit of workforce development as well. So we'll get to that in just a few minutes. Now, all of our guests are here today, and we're ready to jump into the show. So welcome to Blake Eager. And thank you, Blake, for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Tom. This is great. And I should let everybody know, on a personal note, I need to thank you for all the help and assistance that you've put forth in my personal and also my
professional
life and the growth that I've had. So I apologize for that.
Well, we're gonna get involved a little bit, and we'll probably talk some baseball.
Hopefully
the folks that are listening today are very much baseball. We all have been involved in some way or another with spring training, so we'll talk a little bit about that as well. Another guest is Edgar Soto. Edgar, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Great, Edgar. Glad you could join us. Now, Edgar is the chair of the new Sports and Tourism Authority, and Peter Catalanote is here, and he is the film chair of Film Tucson. I should say film chair of the organization, but also the film chair of the film department, I should say, called Film Tucson, part of Visit Tucson. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Great. We're going to have a great time today talking about this new organization. So we're going to just go ahead, Blake, and jump in and start with you. So you've already told us just a little bit about yourself, but if you could just, you know, expand that a little bit, and then we're going to get into what is this new organization and what's its mission and how are you involved in this organization?
Yeah, those are all great questions to get into. I'm a Tucsonan, born and bred. I've lived all over the place, but I always come back for some reason. I absolutely love Southern Arizona, everything about it. I want to make sure that we do all we can to help promote and market it. I'm a Flowing Wells grad. Went on to play college baseball at Eastern Arizona, then Metro State, University of Colorado Denver. Then I played 6 years with New York Mets. Then I coached internationally with Sweden and Russia. And then personally, I had a couple of businesses here in Southern Arizona. And then I was fortunate enough for my path to cross both Edgar and Peter. And Edgar had this crazy idea that he'd like to see professional baseball come back to Southern Arizona in some capacity. And it caught a lot of traction. We brought some key people in, Darcy Mentone, Senator David Gowan. And then we made it a regional authority at that point, where it was only going to be Pima County, but it ended up being six counties involved: Pinal, Pima, Santa Cruz, Cochise, Greenlee, and Graham, and all the tribal nations amongst those. Then we added tourism, film, and also workforce development. So our goal is really to promote, market, assist any way we possibly can in Southern Arizona. The Southern Arizona Sports Tourism and Film Authority, SASTFA, is a political subbody of the state of Arizona. We're a nonpartisan, so we're really just here to promote and market all we can.
Now, I think its roots probably belong back to the Pima County Sports and Tourism Authority, and many of you may remember that. That's the group that full of community leaders that brought spring training here. Now, spring training has always been here in one form or another with the Cleveland Indians, and that was back in 1946. Any history there you want to share about the spring training and your engagement?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, we had some great community leaders on the Pima County Sports and Tourism Authority. Yourself, Tom, Edgar, Dan Schneider, Tom Tracy, people that maybe a lot of people don't know those names, but they should, with all the things they were able to accomplish in Pima County. From our standpoint, what we're working on right now is we want to work on a spring training event for 2025. That'd be an international event, so there'd be a team from Mexico that would be housed out of Kino, potentially playing 6 to 8 games against Major League Baseball teams here in Tucson. They would go up to play games as well. And then we'd want that team from Mexico to do exhibition games against against Eastern Arizona College, Cochise College, and then also Central Arizona College. So it's a whole regional effect at that point, but they'd be housed out of Keno, and those Major League Baseball games would be played out of Keno.
Now, it was certainly a tremendous loss to our tourism and economic development when our three teams decided to go up north. But there was really a lasting effect of the Pima County Sports and Tourism Authority, and that was about the really true introduction of amateur and youth sports to Tucson. That is certainly one of your initiatives, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, we've said this over and over again, but I just spoke at a SALC event last week about sports tourism in Southern Arizona. Youth sports is a multi-billion dollar industry. And we are trying to make sure that we can maintain, sustain with our facilities what we currently have and expanding out. And one of those things, Tom, you and I have had this conversation multiple times, is the opportunity to maybe potentially have the Mosaic Quarter and Frank Knott with what he's doing. It would be a great addition to the current facilities that we have in Pima County, and it would give us the ability to attract new youth sports to the region and create more economic impact to the current infrastructure that we have and industry expansion that we want to go after.
Yeah, so Major League Soccer came during the winter times, and at times we had up to 10 Major League Soccer teams here. So they somewhat filled the gap on economic development, certainly bringing in Major League Soccer teams to our region. I don't think there's any community that would have had 10 teams playing each other. It started out, you know, with a kind of a tournament with four, and then it kind of grew over the years. Visit Tucson was very, very engaged, as well as Pima County and then eventually the city of Tucson, you know. But there's nothing like going to a good old baseball game, you know. And we're a little biased here because I'm a former college baseball player. Blake's former, as you mentioned, in six seasons as a New York Met. Now, you were a pitcher, is that correct?
I was a starting pitcher, yeah.
Yes, you were. Yeah. I was the rotating pitcher, yeah. Yes.
The relief?
Yes.
That's more important than I do.
I was good for about three innings, yeah. And then the arm kind of wore out a little bit. But I think I got up to maybe 85 as my fast pitch.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
I was really a breaking ball kind of guy, you know. I kind of thought they were going to get a fastball and they would get something like 60 miles per hour and they would try to kill it and then they would miss it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's really exciting to have you guys back here and really, you know, moving the needle forward. And I know you've been very, very busy. So we're going to be back in just a few minutes. We're going to have Edgar Soto, who's going to be talking about the workforce development side. Which is, you know, really interesting as I go to some of these advisory meetings and I get a little bit more knowledge about what they're doing to help put people back to work. So we'll be back in just a few moments. Well, welcome back to Jump in Tucson. This is Tom Moulton, and we have some very, very special guests from the brand new Southern Arizona Sports Tourism Film and Workforce Development. Blake, good to have you guys here again, and let's talk a little bit about how you've kind of gone from sports to tourism and then getting involved and helping really get everybody back to work.
Yeah, I mean, one of the biggest things we possibly can do on our end from a workforce development standpoint is get our colleges included with our mission and our vision, and making sure we're on board with them on what they're doing and creating consistent communication across the lines. So really, when we look at our authority, we look at it as a regional effort. So we don't look at a county. I know we have six counties, but it's what's best for our region, right? So we're trying to take the borders away and create a stronger voice. And there's no better way to do that than to work directly with the educational institutions that we currently have in our region. And I'll kick it over to Edgar Soto right now, and Edgar can speak a little bit more. And Edgar's a Vice President of our own Pima County, Pima Community College.
Can you guys hear me all right?
Yes, we can. Good morning.
Okay, so good morning. So, Tom, first of all, I've got to honor you because you are the one that sparked this idea about a Southern Arizona Sports Tourism Film Authority. And I'm sure you remember when we were at the What's the name of the theater there on Speedway that they had the film panel discussion there with Matthew Earl Jones, and I'm sure Peter was there. What was the name of that theater?
The Loft Cinema.
The Loft Cinema, yeah. So Tom and I were both on the Pima County Sports and Tourism Authority, and one of the things that we started to talk about, hey, let's get the old gang back together, and maybe Major League Baseball's gone, but there's a potential there that we could replace that with film, because we have a pretty big film community in Tucson, and Peter has been part of a lot of stuff going on already in Tucson. Now with these incentives, I think we have a lot of projects coming our way. But in the big picture, what we're really trying to do is we're trying to create economic impact, and through good jobs with livable wages so people could live lives of meaning and purpose. And that's the why we're doing what we're doing. But that workforce development portion has a lot to do with making sure that we have a skilled workforce here in Southern Arizona. So when we do get those big film projects, they're not having to bring people in from California, New Mexico, Georgia, where all these other places. So we want to make sure that we have a skilled workforce. And this has already come to fruition with a pilot we had here, and Peter can probably talk more about this, about the HBO Max, but I think we had about 30 people that went to a workshop out of Modern Studios, and from that group, I think they said they hired 18 to work on the pilot for Duster on the HBO Max, but I'll let Peter talk more about that. But the thing is, working, and what Blake has done an amazing job at, he's been the conduit bringing municipalities, businesses, private owners, all on the same page, and he'll get more into some things he's already doing or that in the future that could potentially happen. But just bringing all of us together and get us all pulling in the same direction. And part of that is making sure that we have a skilled workforce, so when these good jobs do get here, that we have the workforce to support it. And part of that is film. People can work on grip trucks. Part of it might be, you know, building a set, tourism, hospitality, restaurant management, all these different things going on that people are doing it in parts, but Blake has been able to do an amazing job bringing everybody together. So I think we got some momentum going on, and I think if we continue to have people at the legislative level, at the county level, at the policy level support what we're doing, I think these dominoes are going to be set up in such a way that we're going to create some positive economic impact, not just for now, but for generations to come. So I'm excited about what the future holds for Southern Arizona.
Great, Edgar. I wanted to have you share just a few moments how you're qualified you are in order to be part of this association. So you've been at Pima Community College for how many years?
27 years.
27 years. And various roles, I understand, since you've been there.
Yeah. So I started off there as a head baseball coach. I taught a few fitness and wellness classes, and then I became an assistant athletic director, the executive director of athletics, and I became a dean of fitness and wellness, then the dean of arts and humanities. And the last 5-6 years now, I've been the vice president at Pima Community College at the Desert Vista campus. So I'm from Tucson. The only times I've been gone is when I went to junior college at Arizona Western in Yuma. Then I went to play at University of New Mexico in Albuquerque. And then I ended up joining the Marine Corps after college. So other than that, Tucson is my home, and I just want to make sure that we have pathways in place to prosperity so that people can be successful. And you know, for those of you who don't know, I'm also running for Pima County Supervisor District 3. And the reason I'm doing that is that when these big decisions happen, I want to be at the table to make sure that we got things in place so that we don't have any barriers to people building community pathways of prosperity and being successful. So thanks, Tom.
No, thank you very much, Edgar, and thanks to Blake for getting together with all of us and helping Senator Gowen kind of fulfill one of his dreams, which was to help youth and amateur sports. We got a few more minutes. Blake, talk a little bit about how important it was to be involved with the legislature, and especially with Senator Gowen.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, nothing really was moving until Senator Gowen really started to champion this bill, and his vision and his execution was incredible. I think Peter will say the same thing for the film incentive bill as well. We were just very fortunate. It was a perfect storm for all of us to come together, but he was the champion. He pushed it at the House, at the Senate side, and then through both, and was able to do some, we call it political jiu-jitsu, to get both those bills passed, to allow the state to have the authority and the film incentive. So we're just very fortunate for his help and his vision and his continual help. So,
a lot of people don't understand that this thing just didn't happen overnight. There was a lot of groups that both you and Peter talked to, and Edgar throughout the process. Can you recall any of the groups that you spoke to?
Yeah, I mean, it was 3 years. You know, I mean, it didn't happen overnight. It was 3 years.
3 years.
A lot of trips with Peter, myself, Edgar, and Darcy to Phoenix and back. Overnight stays. Edgar and I were on a Senate ad hoc committee for the authority to pitch it to both the Arizona Office of Tourism and make sure that the Senate thought this was a good idea. Our local groups, I mean, obviously, Tom, you were there almost the whole way through. We had Brent Dorod from Visit Tucson was a huge piece.
Yes.
We were extremely thankful for him. And then and same thing with Felipe when he came on board. Our partnerships with Pima County and Visit Tucson are incredible, and we're so grateful for them. And obviously, Peter sitting here next to me as a film director of Film Tucson, our relationships with Nick Pazzi and Bree and Felipe and Graham, I mean, it's just amazing. And then Carmine and Pima County Kino with Sarah Horvath and her staff, Mike Leone and Ray over there. It's just, it takes a village to move a mountain, right? And we couldn't be more grateful for all the help we've had along the way.
Jeff, a few moments before we go into a segment three, your board was quite a feat to put together, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. We were, you know, we did our due diligence. We went out into the communities. We asked for community leaders. And then when you got community leaders, you had to make sure that they had time to serve on a board and that their vision and mission aligned with ours. I'll say right now, I'm so impressed by the board members that we were able to get. I mean, I'll go down the line really quick. Just give me a second. But you've got Tony Smith and Pinnell. I mean, just amazing. Ollie Farhang as our vice chair, Darcy Mentone, Edgar Soto, Peter Catalanote, Lee Patterson, Vance Bryce, James Perry, Ben Standifer, Judy Ferreira, James Perry already, Rafael Tapia. Who else am I missing? I think I got everybody.
Did you mention the group involved with the Native Americans?
Yep, that's Judy, Ben,
that's
and
Judy.
Raphael.
Right.
And
okay.
Their leadership has been outstanding, and their vision and taking me along with them and being mentors to me. I can't thank them enough. But yeah, this is just been all around an amazing experience, and we're very fortunate.
Well, I've been fortunate to be invited to their monthly board meetings, and I have to tell you, it's a huge learning experience for me, understanding what's going on in those rural counties in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, when we think of Southern Arizona, we think of, you know, Cochise, certainly, and, you know, in Pima County, you know, and anything, you know, closer to the border. But when you talk about where Greenlee is all in those counties are, they are clearly geographically part of Southern Arizona. Now, there's been some talk, I think, about maybe including Yuma in the future.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about Yuma and potentially Gila as well.
Oh, really?
So
okay.
we might, I'll get into it a little bit, but we're going to try to go back for ongoing funding next year at legislature, and then we would potentially add two more counties to really make it all encompassing of Southern Arizona. And I forgot Andrew Clegg, who's our workforce development chair. Sorry.
Well, what's exciting is that being part of the state, you also can help build stadiums, build infrastructure down the road, and also manage some structures or physical plants as well. So there's really an opportunity to support the community, but also fill in the gap, perhaps, maybe, especially for in the sports area.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. I mean, our big brother organization is Arizona Sports and Tourism Authority in Maricopa
yes.
County, and they own and operate the State Farm Stadium where the Cardinals play, you know, and they have all their Taylor Swift concerts, everything that happens there. And then under that umbrella is the Cactus League that we are now official partner of with Bridget Binsbacher, the executive director up there. So things are moving in the right direction.
Well, we should give a little push for certainly Cactus League baseball. It's going on right now all around our middle part of our state. And if you haven't had a chance to go see a spring training game, we certainly would encourage it. And then after you're done with the game, come on back to Tucson. This is Jump In Tucson, and we'll be back in just a few moments. Well, welcome back. This is Jump In Tucson. I'm Tom Moulton, the executive director of the Southern Arizona Tractions Alliance. And today we are talking to some of the leadership team behind the new Sports Tourism Film and Workforce Development Authority. And we have just a wonderful person. I've known Peter, probably you, for 20-something years when I was at Pima County, and in particular where we needed a set and it had to be done overnight. And I was glad to help you find that courthouse. I remember that story, you know, but that's all what it's about. When you have a film company here in town and they want to show off parts of Tucson and Southern Arizona, we're there to help and do everything we possibly can. Of course, at Old Tucson, it was one movie right after another. So I've been involved with film a little bit over in California because we had a dry lake bed and a canyon called Odessa Canyon. So Warner Brothers was our favorite client who just loved to shoot in the Mojave Desert, not the Sonoran Desert. Back then, I was part of the Mojave Desert film group. But this particular gentleman has been here working with our destination marketing organization called Visit Tucson. Some of you may recall it was called MTCVB. I have to say that slow. Metropolitan Tucson Convention and Visitors Bureau. Film Tucson's been around. It's gotten a lot more support from this particular DMO. And Peter has been there for a decade?
Two and a half decades. 25 or 26 years. Well, yes.
Blake, you picked the right person to be in charge of film and to help create more excitement out here with film. Peter, tell a little bit about yourself and how you're engaged with this new organization. And, of course, we got to let the listeners know what the heck is going on with film and television production.
Sure. So again, I'm the director of Film Tucson, which is a division of Visit Tucson, and I'm the film chair for the Southern Arizona Sports Tourism and Film Authority. So I kind of wear two hats, but they're very similar hats. They overlap quite a bit. It's all about marketing Tucson and Southern Arizona as a destination for filming. We go after film projects left and right, up and down, and when the projects land here, then we wear a different hat where we're assisting, we're the liaison between the filmmakers and the government. We assist with permits if they want to shut down a street or some government building they want to film in. We help set them up with local crew. We have a full listing of all the local crew on our website. We have a list of locations for them to look at, but we also have location scouts here in town that we put them in touch with because they want to hire someone that they can sort of pay to drive around and look at things for them. And then, you know, we're sort of the welcome wagon, too. We make sure that their hotel rooms have nice little gift baskets in them and things like that. So it's just all about making the filmmakers happy, getting them what they need, and showing them what Tucson has to offer so they leave happy and go back to Hollywood and tell everyone else how wonderful Tucson is.
Film incentive program. You know, when Old Tucson began back in 1939 with the movie Arizona, none of us were around then, but I've probably seen the movie five or six times, maybe sometimes frame by frame, as we were trying to reconstruct some of those buildings over at Old Tucson. But once that happened, there was just a flurry of filming going on, and the folks staying in the hotels here. You go to some of the hotels in town, and you'll see some movie posters from the actual film crews that stayed there. But then this film incentive program started around the United States. Tell us a little bit, just briefly, about our background or your background with film incentive and how, now that we have that incentive program, how that's really going to create some new excitement.
Sure. Well, so our listeners may just want to know some of the backstory. Yes, Tucson used to get tons of filming. It was very exciting. We had so many great looks and opportunities for them to film here. But a lot of that went away in the late 90s when Canada was the first country to develop a film incentives program. And they sort of hit everybody with a double whammy because they had also regional incentives. So you would get twice the amount of money back. And it's just like we do with any industry. They, you know, if you want to go after Amazon, you want to go after Raytheon or whoever, you know, a region might offer a tax break to lure a business there. So Canada was doing that for the film industry, and they were kind of the first. So everything started going to Canada, including a lot of Westerns and Southwestern set shows that would have come here. And then other states started catching on this. Louisiana was the first American state to do it, and things started going to Louisiana. And then, you know, fast forward a few years, I think it was 2002, 2003, New Mexico created their film incentives, and they were pretty aggressive about it almost right out of the gate. And a lot of things that could have been shot in Tucson went there. I mean, the only reason Breaking Bad is set in New Mexico is because their incentives are very strong, and the producers wanted to save money, so that's where they went. So starting this last January, Arizona now has a film incentives program, which is fantastic. It's gotten us a lot of interest. A lot of studios have reached out to us. We've actually engaged with quite a few of them about things that they could bring here. We're having kind of a weird issue right now in that the incentives were ready. They went ready when the two strikes happened. Everyone remembers the industry had two strikes happening that kind of shut everything down for a while. Those are resolved now, but things are a little slow at the moment simply because, let's be honest, there might be two more strikes coming. IATSE, a union called IATSE, and then the Teamsters, their contract is up with the Motion Picture Association in midsummer. And so that and studios kind of overspent over the last 2 years, starting with COVID. They're holding things back a little bit. So right now things are a little slow as far as those kind of union shows go. But in the meantime, we've been going after a lot of reality shows. Some of you may have seen that Jersey Shore Family Vacation, I think is the full name. They were out here. We helped set that up. We're happy to go after those reality shows. They're non-union. They're not dependent on the incentives. And we love having those shows out here because Jersey Shore, the cast and crew, went all over Tucson and Southern Arizona. They had some scenes at Old Tucson. They had some scenes at some local bars and restaurants. And so that show is wildly popular, and millions of households get to see a Tucson character on their TV screens, and we love that. So some of you might have seen Top Chef a couple of years ago. They did the season closer, the cliffhanger closer here in Tucson, two episodes, the season finale. And we set that up as well, put them in touch with some local chefs, and made that all happen. So if there's no filming going on because of the incentives, then we pivot to reality shows, and that's just fine with us. It's all about the economic impact.
Now, speaking to Old Tucson and their new general manager, Tony Sanders, and Kiki before that, there have been a few movies that have been shot out there since the new ownership took over.
Yes. Quite a few things that... Old Tucson's just got such a great look to it. I just took some location scouts there yesterday that were here from Hollywood, and they were just blown away. I thought we would do a quick 30-minute scout and then head back out to see some other things. We were there for an hour and a half. They just could not get enough. They were blown away how big it was. They thought it would just be this small little town, which I guess there's a few of those in New Mexico, so that's another area where we've got New Mexico beat. This one, they were just blown away how great it looked. They were marveling at the Old Tucson. Some people may or may not know has a full costume and props and gun department. They have everything available for their shows, but also for filming. And so these two location scouts were pretty excited about that as well. And they work on pretty big things. These two guys that were out here, I can't divulge their names, but. We've been bringing a lot of location scouts out because things are kind of slow right now, as I mentioned earlier, because of two strikes that might be coming and then overspending on the part of the studios. So we've been getting a lot of top-level location scouts out here that worked on things like Barbie and the TV show Yellow Jackets and Killers of the Flower Moon and Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3. So... The location scouts are out of work right now. So, again, we pivot to wherever the market is. And so right now, going after location scouts while they're out of work is perfect for us because they love to come out and see Tucson. They get to get some photos of our region in their portfolio. So then when they get a call for something, They've got it right there, and they sell Tucson as a location to their producers, and we love that.
Now, you know, California, of course, is where it all began, but we have some of those same features, especially going on now, where you can go up to the top of Mount Lemmon and have snow, and you can come down and have beautiful desert scenery, not a beach, but it has sand. We have mountain ranges.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you told me a story one time in the next 30 seconds about how we also had some filming in right across the border for a first-class movie that was out.
Sure. Back in 1999, we got contacted by the people with Steven Soderbergh, Oscar-winning director. He made Sex, Lies, and Videotape and a bunch of other things. He wanted the look of Mexico, but he didn't want to go to Mexico, so we showed him Nogales, Arizona. But just for the heck of it, he said, let's drive over the border. And so we did. And of course, once he saw Nogales, Sonora, it's a very unique look, it's just perfect. So we made that happen. We got in touch with authorities on the Mexican side and set everything up, and it went off without a hitch. And then he had a company at the time with George Clooney. So a few years later, George Clooney's folks reached out to us. They had a film they were making called Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, and there were some scenes in Mexico for that. So we had George Clooney and his people out. So something we do a lot.
Well, yes, and we're not just Southern Arizona, we also can help production in Sonora, Mexico. So that was really an interesting opportunity to go into Nogales and really show, much like what happens with New Mexico, or even maybe go back to when Toronto, Canada, when you thought you were in the movie was in New York, but you were really in Toronto or somewhere else in Canada. So you don't have to go to Canada now, folks. You can come here to Tucson in Southern Arizona. And we have it all here, and Peter knows just about every place, especially Gates Passes is my favorite.
Yes.
Well, we're going to be back in just a few minutes, and we're going to talk again to the gang about what's going on and what's new and some of the opportunities that are out there. Don't forget, tomorrow you'll have Dr. Ackerley at 9 o'clock, and he has a whole new show of special guests. Be right back. Well, we're back here at Jump in Tucson with my special guest from the Southern Arizona Sports, Tourism, Film, and Workforce Development Authority. They're part of the state, so it's not bad when you have the state of Arizona behind everything you do. Blake is here, as well as Peter, and I don't know, Edgar, are you still there?
I'm still here.
All right, Edgar. I think we're going to mention your name a couple of times, so stand on by, because there's probably going to be a question for you, because this last segment is really going to be kind of specific in the sense of what has this new authority been doing? I mean, we've been meeting once a month, but I know you've been doing a lot more than just meetings, building relationships with all the counties. How do six counties work together? You know, and then of course some of the thinking ahead with all the new baseball and sports authority, and certainly with our friend Frank going on board very soon, we hope, with his Mosaic project. So I'm just going to kind of turn the microphone over to you, because you could talk for an hour about things that you're actually executing, but more importantly, your dream of where this organization is going
to
go.
Yeah, let's start from point A and get to point, let's say, Z as quick as we can. You know, one of the things that we do is we have a quick grant program up to $5,000. So you apply, goes through a rubric, and then we bring it to our board, and the board votes on it, an action item. And so we've sponsored things like the NJCAA soccer championships here. We've sponsored a fan fest and a Comic-Con in Graham County. We're probably going to end up sponsoring a couple of things here coming up in Pinal County as well for youth organizations. They've got a great organization up there. and the Boys and Girls Club. And then also they've got another youth organization called Paladin that has about 3,000 kids in their youth organization. They have no facilities to use. It's pretty incredible how many kids they have. So it's looking regionally that way and then connecting everybody. One of the things, and Tom, you've been on it before, is our Southern Arizona Region meeting that we have the first Friday of every month that incorporates all the DMOs, chambers, tourisms, and pieces of the counties where we just have a general meet and greet, a catch up on everything that's going on, helping promote each other across the board. And then we usually have two speakers within the region that have things that are currently going on so we can stay up to date. Our big picture ideas as we move forward, right? And I'll say this, and Edgar can speak to it a little bit too, because I feel bad that he's been waiting on the phone this whole time.
You're doing a great job. Like,
thanks, Edgar. Is when we first got into this position, it was really being a connector piece, right? We didn't have a ton of money. We still don't have a ton of money. That's why we're going back for ongoing funding. Hopefully someday we'll go out to election, a campaign and run an election for true bonding rights. And then you were speaking about that earlier, is that that's when we would be able to build infrastructure or renovate current infrastructure and really look at these large projects that we want to get our hands on.
Especially in the rural, more rural counties.
Exactly.
Because facilities are very important to have. Obviously, they all become a big part of the community. Keno was very fortunate to be built back in 1997 or so, and it's used for all kinds of groups. And then now with soccer being across the street and having the new field houses coming on board, we're going to be also we're going to have three ice skating rinks, and there's going to be plenty of opportunities to promote youth and amateur sports.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a regional complex at that point, right? Where you have the ability for all these counties to kind of have a trickle-down effect to have bigger events there or come in from there.
Absolutely. It's just not for Pima County, for sure.
Anybody
can, rent a facility, partner with Pima County in an event. So certainly, if you don't know who the contact is, just contact Blake.
Yeah, if you have questions or anything like that, go on our website, please. It's sastfa.com. If you have any questions, please reach out, and I'll try to fill them in as best as I can. If I don't have the answer, I'll find somebody that does. Bigger picture ideas. Okay, so 2025 is really our kickoff for event standpoint. It's going to be the hopefully spring training baseball, Southern Arizona International Baseball, that we're teaming up with Arizona Bowl, who are our partners. Kim Adair and her staff over there have been phenomenal. So we've created a DBA known as Southern Arizona International Baseball that will be kind of in the realm of everything professional baseball. Tom, you know that. And then moving forward, we're working right now off the books on trying to get back professional baseball during the summer and maybe potentially more professional baseball during the winter from Mexico standpoint. So
yeah,
we're working on that.
Yeah, when spring training left, we should probably mention that some of the folks from the Pima County Sports and Tourism Authority went overseas, and there was a lot of Korean teams that were actually training here.
I think up to at one point there was four, correct?
Yeah, and there were some over in the Phoenix area as well. So it really was a wonderful international hospitality opportunity for several stadiums, and of course Keno Sports Complex. I don't believe they ever had any exhibition games per se. I was always a proponent to have exhibition games, but someday. Maybe we'll have those. Well, you're working on the World Baseball.
We're working
baseball
on that, too, and the World Baseball Classic
that's
qualifier.
That's right. We can't forget about that. So we're just about ready to wrap it up here. Edgar, you want to say a couple? You got 15 seconds to say anything you'd like.
No, thank you for having us on. And whenever we can be on the show, I speak for all of us that we'd love to share what we're doing. So
great.
Thank you.
Well, I want to thank my guests for coming today and introducing the new Southern Arizona Sports Tourism Authority. Ed Ackerley will be back tomorrow with a special guest. My program next Thursday is going to feature the Southern Arizona Transportation Museum, where we're going to talk about Western heritage and how important that is to continue working with all of our, Western cultural folks here in town. So we're going to talk a lot about all of the Western attractions here in Southern Arizona. Thank you for listening in. And again, thank you, folks, from SASTFA. I can't remember that all the time.
Nailed
and
it.
Peter, thank you again for being here.
Yes.
See you next Thursday.